Spoke yesterday at Shalosh Shudos about the remarkable koach of tefillah. We mentioned in particular how it appears that whereas Abraham's tefillos were apparently not successful in avoiding the destruction that came upon the cities of Sodom and Amorah and the others, yet Lot's tefillah, when he asked the Malach, please allow me to go to this particularly small city, Tzoar, and the Malach responds by saying, I'll consent to your request, and in addition, I'll spare the city as well for your sake. Seems like that Lot was successful to a limited extent where Avram wasn't. And we mentioned also that the Rashi, which tells us with regard to Yishmael's tefillos being heard at the end of the parasha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard the Kol HaNa'ar Basher Hu Sham, where Rashi tells us that the tefillah of a chola is more readily heard than the tefillos of others. And in both instances, the common denominator seems to be that when the tefillah is coming from the one who is suffering, that has a greater koach hatefillah than perhaps the tefillah that comes from one who's not as much in pain as the other. And of course, the yisod being that when one is in suffering, one's tefillahs are more motivated and more passionate, and the individual who is davening feels far more than the others that he is entirely dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is his only source of Yeshua. And that is the yisod that we have to perhaps try to take to heart and to remember when davening, especially Be'ez Tzara, that what is critical, most critical, is that we are entirely dependent on the Ribono Shel Olam, and we have to recognize that our Yeshua comes only and exclusively from him. In fact, the Ramban, in his comments to the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvas Asei Hei, where the Rambam tells us that in his opinion, it's a mitzvah saseh doraisa to daven each and every day. And the Ramban disagrees. And Ramban writes, no. The Gemara says that tefillah is drabanan. There's no mitzvah doraisa to daven every single day. Rather, says the Ramban, the mitzvah doraisa, he says, is as follows. He says, it is a mitzvah doraisa to daven, says Ramban, Be'ez Hatzaros, when there is a threat, a danger to an individual or to Klal Yisrael, V'tihiyena einenu v'libeinu elav levado. And the mitzvah d'oraisa is formulated not just to daven Be'ez Tzara, but that we have to look only to God alone. That's part of the mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah Be'ez Tzara. Not just to daven Be'ez Tzara, but to recognize that our only hope is Ribono Shel Olam. That's how he formulates the mitzvah. Shenispalel Elav Be'ez Hatzaros. That's the first part of the mitzvah. V'tihiyena einenu v'libeinu Elav Levado. And that we should be looking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone. Ke'enei Avadim El Yad Adonehem. Like an Eved who is entirely dependent upon his owner for everything that he needs. So that is part of the definition of the mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah according to Ramban, not just to daven, but to recognize einenu v'libeinu elav levado ke'enei avodim al yad adonehem. So how critical is that component of the mitzvah? The Gemara in Brachos that we've cited in the past, also, based on a pasuk in this past week's parasha, on Daf Vav Amud Beis, Kol Hakoveya Makom Letfilaso Elokei Avraham BeEzro. Whoever is Koveya Makom Letfila, Kadosh Baruch Hu, referred to as the God of Avraham, will assist him. And the Gemara says, what's the basis for that significance of establishing a set place for Tfila? Because Avraham Avinu says in yesterday's parasha, Vayashkeim Avraham Baboker El Amakom Asher Amad Sham. And Avraham Avinu, after having davened for Sodom and having seen that his tefillos were not, as he had hoped, accepted to prevent the destruction of Sodom, nonetheless gets up early the next morning and returns back to that very same place where he had previously davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Went back to the very, very same place. And it has been noted that this is in stark contrast to Bilam HaRasha, who when his desire to curse Klal Yisrael wasn't accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he tells Balak, well, we'll go here, we'll go there, let's try going to that vantage point, to this perspective. He always attributed the failure of his attempts to curse Klal Yisrael to some external circumstances. But Avraham Avinu was just the opposite. If my tefillos weren't accepted, I have to try harder. I have to go back. Keep on going back to the same place and keep on davening. And the Gemara there refers to Avraham Avinu as, the Gemara says, when such an individual who models himself after Avraham Avinu, who's Kaveh Makom Tfilaso, when that individual dies, they say about him, a anav, a chassid, the Talmidab Shel Avraham Avinu. That ability to be Kaveh Makom Tfilah, even when my tefillos aren't accepted, and go back to the same place and daven again, as we saw in the Gemara Brachos as well, Daf Lamed Beis, somebody davens, and he sees that at first his tefillos aren't accepted, he should daven again, Kaveh Al Hashem, Chazak, B'yamas Libecha, V'kaveh Al Hashem. That's why the Gemara says, if you see your tefillos were not answered, Yachzer V'spalo, do it all over again. Kaveh Al Hashem, Chazak, B'yamas Libecha, V'kaveh Al Hashem. Why is that indicative of Anova? It's indicative of Anova because it shows that the tefillos didn't have the desired impact on me. I have to improve my tefillos. So try again, go back to the same place and daven again. It's me that hasn't changed as I need to change. Meir Tursky once pointed out that the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Samach Dalid, in reference to the pasuk in Parshas Toldos, Vayetar Yitzchak LaShem LeNochach Ishto, the Lashon Vayetar Vav Yud Ayin Saf Resh. So the Gemara says that a tefillah of tzaddikim is compared to a pitchfork, as some Rishonim explain, Ayin Taf Resh. Why? That same root word is referenced to a pitchfork. Why is that used to describe a tefillah? The Gemara says because a pitchfork is mahapech ha-tevua memakom memakom. Use it to dig into and to overturn the stalks of grain that you're dealing with in the farm, in the fields. Kach tefillasan shel tzadikim mahapechas midosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mimidas ragzonos limidas rachmonos. One's tefillah, tzadik's tefillah, has the same impact on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah, so to speak, to transform what appears to be a Kadosh Baruch Hu's anger to a Kadosh Baruch Hu's rachmanus. That's what the Gemara says. What Rav Tursky suggests is that it's not just that my tefillah miraculously transforms a Kadosh Baruch Hu's midah from rachzanus, anger, to rachmanus, to compassion, but if it's the tefillah has that desired impact on me, to change me, as a result of my tefillos again and again and again, a tefillah davened with anova, recognizing that everything's in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, and it's I that have to change, so that same pitchfork mushel changes me, transforms me. If my tefillah transforms me and my attitude, then it succeeds in transforming HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah from Ragzonus to Rachamim. And hence the reference to Avraham Avinu as a anov, when he's kovem makom tefillah, he davens again and again the same place, because it's the anova that is so critical, that it's my deficiency, it's not some external factor or circumstance that has caused my tefillah to be ineffective. It's me. I haven't changed as much as I need to with my tefillos, and hence I have to daven again in the same place and again and again and again. That yisod of davening with anava, but also davening, and the anava is reflected with the realization that this is the mitzvah d'oraisa, Ramban says, of be'es tzara, that my eyes, my mind is elav levado ke'enei avadim al yad adonaihem. Mention one last interesting ha'ara that this Ramban in Sefer Mitzvah says. The Sifri darshins the pasuk ula avdo, which the Sifri says means zeha Talmud dover acher zutfila. Ula avdo is a reference not just to tefila, but also to Talmud. Rambam quotes that as well. Lashon Sifri ula avdo zutfila. And so the Ramban says that either that drasha is an asmachta ba'alma, or the drasha is telling me on a din d'oraisa level is shemichlal ha'avoda, that part of the avoda that's expected of me is shenilmo Torah v'shenis palel elav be'es hatzaros. The combination of those two efforts. And was an eis tzara. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to learn and to daven be'es tzara. That combination, that combined effort. as to how Klai Yisrael responds to Neis Tzara, according to Ramban, those are both the mitzvos d'oraisa of ul'avdo, shenilmo Torah v'shenispal elav beis atzaros. So I conclude by mentioning that perhaps you saw circulating around on social media a reference to the fact that a lot of the fighting in the Gaza Strip occurs in the middle of the night when the Arab terrorists come out of their holes to attack the Jewish soldiers who are in Gaza between 2 and 5 a.m. How critical then are the tfilos and the limud haTorah during those hours between 7 and 10 p.m. New York time? Our night seder is their critical time when there is a need for Yeshua's Hashem Karefayim, whether it be tfilos, whether it be Talmud Torah, to be mechazik, especially during the evening hours between 7 and 10 p.m., that they should be a schus to save Klal Yisrael be'eis tzara.